Good morning. It's Regina here.
Welcome to Partaker's Think Spot to help you into the new week. Today we're going to talk about the cross of Christ. Let's look at Galatians 2:19. I have been crucified with Christ. And what does this mean to you? The cross of Christ is His greatest glory, because He humbled Himself by dying on the cross in our place. Therefore, God has highly exalted Him. The cross was the power that conquered Satan and sin. As Christians, we share with Christ in the cross. Christ lives in us through the Holy Spirit, and we live as one who has died with Christ. As we realize the power of Christ's crucifixion, we live as one who has died to the world and to sin. Christ, the crucified one, lives in us. Jesus said to His disciples, "If any of you wants to be my followers, you must put aside your selfish ambition, shoulder your cross, and follow me." Mark 8:34. They had seen men carrying a cross. They knew that it meant a painful death. All His life, Christ bore His cross, the death sentence that He should die for the world. As Christians, we must bear the cross, acknowledging that we are worthy of death, believing that we are crucified with Christ, and that the crucified one lives in us. Our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ, Romans 6:6. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to His cross and crucified them there, Galatians 5:24. When we have accepted this life of the cross, we will be able to say, "God forbid that I should boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ," Galatians 6:14. Allow the Holy Spirit to teach you more about this deep spiritual truth. And as we look at this, I want to say to you today that although all of these scriptures say our old sinful nature are nailed to the cross with Christ, that does not mean that you will not ever experience desires that may not be the same as what a Christian should desire. That doesn't mean that you won't ever face struggles in your life. That simply means that you have somewhere to take those desires. You have somewhere to take those struggles and to release them. You don't have to act upon them. See, when God created us, He created us with a free will to choose. We can choose how we react to those who harm us. We can choose whether to be happy or joyful. It's our choice. It's our choice. God desires for us to have joy, the joy in Him, the joy through Christ. But we don't always know. We don't always understand these scriptures. So I pray today that God opens up these scriptures to you in a way that you can feel freedom from the slavery of this world, freedom from the evil inclination, the animalistic instinct that abides within all of us. You can control your thoughts. You can control your actions. It is through choice. You can have a renewed spirit, a renewed mind, a renewed body. But it comes with studying God's Word, drawing into closer relationship with Him. And that is my desire for you today, to come into that more intimate relationship with God through Jesus who died on the cross for us. And I'd like to just pray with you right now. Father, I just ask that you open up your Word to each one listening this morning and bring them into a more closer relationship with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thanks for listening to Partakers. Come back every day for something new to help you as a Christian. God bless you and have a blessed day.